Let's turn to a slightly more lighthearted story about pop songs used for teaching purposes. 成都寿安学校的罗春老师改编了一首脍炙人口的小苹果版的大中国地理教学视频，最近呢在网络走红。So, 小苹果 or Little Apple is a very catchy and popular song recently, and here is a new version of it.
亚洲东部有条龙，它的名字叫中国，它的疆域十分辽阔。
Okay, I hope this song makes you feel better instead of worse. But,
it made me felt worse.
Okay, well, not the purpose I wanted. But this adaptation is made by a middle school teacher in Chengdu, and he wanted to teach geography in a really fun way. Do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's certainly a good strategy to employ, that you pick out something that is popular, thatcatches the attention of students, and, you know, sort of reinvented it and incorporated it with the stuff that you're studying. And I think that's certainly great, because it is a trick to just, you know, attract attention from the students, and also probably an easier way to memorize things too, because it's a catchy tune, although I think it's really tacky, but it does incorporate all those information thatthe students should remember.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I mean, you know, whatever you think about the song, I mean, it's like, you know, with Gangnam Style, for example, which was so annoying. I mean, a great music video, one of the best music videos I've ever seen. But then what was so annoying about that is thatEveryone just was like talking about, oh, Gangnam Style, Gangnam Style. And we're talking about, how can China have a Gangnam Style? And so on and so on. And then you have, you know, middle school kids and primary school kids and all sorts of random people, you know, dancing it, but not actually doing anything with it, right? And so you take something like this song, and again, it doesn't matter what you think about it, you do have to admit that this person was making it into something useful. You know, giving kids a reason to care about geography, giving them a great way to actually remember about China's geography. And I think it's just so funny, because, you know, you ask Chinese people, you know, how many provinces are there in China? Or, you know, you ask them about this specific province, and, you know, where is that? And then they say, I don't know. You know, maybe using this song, people can now remember.
Yeah. And what I think is really great about this teacher is, I think he must be somebody who loves his job, because he's giving extra thought into this. And also, he spent 300 yuan to rent a studio to record the song. He sang it himself. He also spent 7 days to make it into a music video. I mean, how many people in whatever occupation would take their private time and money to do something that
great
is...
teachers do that all the time.
But I think that's great, and that should be something that's pointed
out. And we just talked about doctors who don't love their job.
Well, exactly.
Here's a good example.
Well, no, and also, this is one of the things that I do want to point out. I mean, I think that, you know, one of the reasons that we know about this case is because he decided to record it himself singing it. But I do have to wonder, you know, how often it is that, you know, we have, you know, the unsung heroes of teaching, if you will, who don't necessarily put themselves into the limelight, who don't necessarily put themselves into the middle of interesting teaching materials, but they do it out of the love of their job. I mean, you know, I think it's really easy to hate on teachers, especially like when we talk about, oh, you know, the teacher hit a student, or, you know, the teacher, you know, was demanding gifts or something like that. But at the same time, I mean, you know, looking at this, and it really makes me wonder, you know, how often do we actually have, you know, just great and caring teachers here in China.
Exactly. And the 时针流转的记忆, one of our listeners on WeChat says the idea is great, because students really need more innovative ways in teaching. But maybe not this song.
I agree.
Not a great fan of it. And also,
but why not this song? I mean, it's like the most popular song right now.
Yeah,
it's easy.
A bit tacky.
Everyone's, but that doesn't matter. I mean, this is an amazing vehicle for teaching. I mean, why is it catchy? Because it gets into your ear and it stays there. So instead of singing about apples, sing about geography.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that we need more teachers like this, who are willing to spend more time, put their heart into teaching and coming up with innovative ways to inspire students. And I remember when I was a little kid, my history teacher was really cool. Like, he would come up, he's first of all amazing at storytelling, and he's really passionate, and also coming up with like his own rhymes of ways for you to memorize all that information. And I think, you know, it's those teachers that sort of inspire you and change your life.
Mm. And let's keep going to some of our comments. Draco says it does help a lot for students. For example, like today, I can't count from A to Z without singing the ABC song in my mind. That shows how effective it is. And also, you know, it's not a Chinese thing. People around the world and teachers around the world have been coming up with the innovative ways of teaching. And let's hear another song about periodic table of elements.
There's hydrogen and helium, then lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon everywhere, nitrogen all through the air,
magnesium,
aluminium, silicon,
phosphorus,
then sulfur, chlorine.
This is actually quite old, actually.
It is.
I remember hearing this in high school and again in university.
Did it help you? Or not?
No, it's just fun. I mean this song with the periodic table of elements, I mean, it's really just about appealing to geeks, I think, and like no, seriously, because like my friends who would download songs like this, there's a whole genre of music in the United States, you know, targeting nerds and geeks and engineers and people like that, that it's just, you know, it's just a fun way for them to, you know, deal with their interest.
Yeah,
I think there's something really interesting about these earworms and with that music and
that is not an English word, by the way. That's Chinglish.
Okay, it's something that the Chinese people have very smartly come up with, and I think it's something that it's usually, you know, incorporating the interesting information with music, and for some reason it just works really well with the brain that you can just really, well, relatively easily remember it, which is great.
Yeah, this word should go into the Oxford or whatever English dictionary
alongside
is.
With Dhamma and other things.
No, it shouldn't.
Also, Judy Zhou says, I don't agree with He Yang. Many people love their occupation and would like to put extra efforts in it. Like
shut
me.
Up.
You know, you like, shut up, John.
Like all of us. And Cora says she loves it when we quarrel.